Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Gangsta, yeah. Ricky,
as long as my bitch love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil' Tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get bodied. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. And fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit. That's that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat his dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch. And I turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me. But they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating, yeah. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skating.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without
y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
I'm about,
yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Hey, yo, somebody tell Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, thank you for directing this movie.
How she make it hot in La Haas? The remake, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Ribel Alameen.
Look, I can talk about
about your money, but I really don't care. I'm in the copper street shit, now I'm trying to buy hair.
That's the first black nigga that a rap trillionaire.
I control heat, I'm about to buy the ozone layer. I'm in the copper minerals now, diamonds and granite. So much paper, I could probably gift wrap a planet. And clone a million Janets, respect my impromptu. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi barakatuh.
Bishmi Allah, rahmeni rahila. Alhamdulillah, ribel alameen.
Hey, yo, Buster, I've been getting this money for a long time, man. Check this out.
Alhamdulillah, with my billions piling, I'm just wildin', bought two islands. Lakshmi McCallum, diamonds is salmon. About to box it bad, bitch, I'm just styling. Money insane. While Jay was popping bottles, I was buying out planes just to fly around Spain. Fuck a recession, I'm still invested. About to buy Dubai and swim in a shark section. Fuck it, the dark section.
It's the remix,
that's the Barack section.
We getting bad boy money. We getting bad boy money.
Bishmi Allah, Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Ribbal Alameen.
Don't even call me Swiss no more. Call me Kassim Dawood Shamsuddin. My government is oil. When I come through, hit you with that brand new Bugatti coupe. Damn thing, only teach true. But you know who be riding in my passion too. Side wheelie flying shit, 2.5 in it. Hey, I'm in my Jeezy watching TV. She call me her Habibi while she feeding me linguine. Left, right, hey, they rap dance popping right. Swiss me, bust, money, bust, bust.
Tell my kids that I was. Now jump into your grave, do your dig what I dug. Cash money universe, I'm old town check. 20 chains look like a scarf on my neck. Young money entertainment drawers and fame.
And Dr. Motherfucker in the money hall of fame.
Hey, hey, rap money.
Well, you got the Fat Man up in here. What's going on, everybody? Wake your ass up. Morning show is 9 minutes after 6 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on with y'all? You know what I'm saying? Another day. Hell, in some cases, another dollar, but in most cases, another day, another 50 cents. Man, Uncle Sam is taxing that ass this year. You know what I'm saying? 36 degrees. 36 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high today is going to be 54 degrees. Oh, boy. I know it's some other places around the world that is cold as fuck right about now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Detroit, Colorado, I know they're like below. They're like 20 below zero, 20 and 6 below zero. That's too fucking cold of weather right now. Too damn cold for me and everything. Shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning that's up. Waking their ass up, getting themselves ready to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the East Coast is probably already at work. You know what I mean? Doing their damn thing. So big shout out to everybody on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do this. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Big shout out to my girl Tara. Tara, I see she up this morning. Like they say, she's up. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning and shit, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Cookie. My man Cookie, he up this morning putting them ribs on the grill and everything, you know what I'm saying, getting that food ready over there at Cookie's Rib Shack 2, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to get that information and get it right, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to him. He up this morning rolling with me. And if you up rolling with me this morning, hit me up and let me know. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on my Facebook page or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So some girl is hitting me up right now from Venezuela, and she's writing in Spanish and this, that, and the other. No espl, no limit, no habla español. Okay, then. There we go. You got your boy Fat Man. You know, Fat Man tried to be a little bilingual in his head together. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy up in here, man. It's early in the damn morning. Happy birthday to all my Scorpios and all my Sagittarius out there. You know what I'm saying? This is the year for us. You know what I mean? My day is December 20th. It's going down. I've been going to little small birthday parties here and there, and getting my drink on and all of that shit and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout-out to everybody and their birthday. You know, we got a daily horoscope. Today's horoscope says for Sagittarius, you are filled with great creativity, with great creative energy. You should be able to bat new ideas back and forth over and over again. It's a great day to impress your boss with a bold new plan for future growth. Okay. The way jobs is right now, maybe you need to shut the fuck up. Don't say shit to your boss. Your boss liable to tell you, you know what, I've been meaning to talk to you and this, that, and the other. Due to the holiday season, you know, we gonna lay your ass off. You know what I mean? That's cool. You know, all horoscopes say accurate and this, that, and the other. Don't feel bold enough to go in there and ask for that raise and fuck around and become unemployed and shit. You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? How is your holiday going on? Have you done all your Christmas shopping? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing this morning? Because I'm up this morning waking y'all asses up. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if y'all want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You got your boy Fat Man rolling with you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go, y'all.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In 100 years, not there when I pull a far side, this you pay me back. Acting like your leg, yeah, he too square for you. He don't smack nothing that pull your hair like. So I'm dead watch, and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. Get down.
Get up. Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like work? Hey, 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 hey. Baby, can you breathe? I got this from Jamaica. It always works for me. Dakota to Decatur.
No more pretending.
Joints to the face, give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me, 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 everything about me. Rolling, pocket swollen, riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo, nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me, 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 everything about me. Problem come with the moles like a donut,
like a donut.
So more weed than you years ever smoked up.
What?
Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock, but I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. No lock, we ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. What? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck grind. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me, 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 everything about me.
Everything about me, young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock knee. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck, falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is, she probably toasted.
like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. Huh.
What? Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Yeah. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
Live and direct. That was my girl Jill Scott, and Hate on Me Hater, you know what I'm saying, because that's what a lot of motherfuckers is getting ready to start doing first of the year. They about to start hating on every damn thing that come down the damn pipe. everything. 6:26 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high today is going to be 54 degrees. Right now it's 36 degrees fair outside, you know what I'm saying? And we just sitting here going through some of our morning news like we usually do and everything. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, everybody got something to say. And, you know, people still tripping on this Obamacare. I don't know if they done got it right yet and everything, but it says many are disputed, you know, many lives are disputed over or many lives are disrupted under Obamacare, you know what I'm saying? It says that in November when the lady's insurance company notified her, a certain lady by the name of Deb McHenry, when her insurance company notified her that her insurance was canceled, her canceling a group health plan that had been tailor-made for her and her husband and their family run business. Her insurance broker assured her she had nothing to worry about when the administration began the formal rollout of Obamacare on October 1st. But the insurance company United Healthcare Oxford subsequently wrote her saying that it would no longer allow group health plans for two people who were related because of new restrictions under the Affordable Care Act. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people still saying that, you know, this Obamacare didn't do nothing but fuck up shit. It didn't really help nothing. It fucked up more than it helped, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know. But I think people need to, you know, people talk about, you know, people talk about Obamacare is the old bait and switch, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know, if you could totally blame Obamacare, but of course I will forever. She said, during the recent interview, I believe that everyone has the right to health insurance, but I also believe that if you've been paying insurance your entire life and have never gone without medical coverage and you pay your bill on time, the rug shouldn't be pulled out from under you when you're 60 years old. You are definitely, definitely right, y'all. We got to take care of our elderly and everything like that. The old people, shit, my ass is getting old, shit. Pretty soon I'm going to be looking for some damn Obamacare, some type of care, and this and the other. And it's like, yo, when a person really going to need it, it's not really going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, okay then. Check this out. Walmart just put out this breaking news. Walmart will cut the iPhone 5C price on Friday to just $27. All right, so for all you Christmas shoppers out there and everything, here's a Christmas tip. You know what I'm saying? Walmart will cut the iPhone 5C price on Friday just to $27. According to the LA Times, Walmart will start a big holiday sale for one of the Apple's new iPhones on Friday. The iPhone 5C will be sold for $27 on a two-year contract. I knew it was something. They was going to get your ass for 2 to 3 years or something, down from its selling price of $99. While Walmart's Black Friday sale, which dropped the prices of iPhones 5C down to $45 with a gift card, this is a great price for Apple smartphones. Okay, so they cutting back. Walmart's still cutting back prices and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here at 6:30 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me. I know my man my girl Tara Tara is on the line. Shit, she has so many personalities in this city. There ain't no telling who she may be today. And I think my man Montreal is on the line. You know what I'm saying? From the FMG Mixtape family, Freeway Rick Ross out there. Big shout out to Freeway Rick Ross and the whole FMG family out there. You know, they be plugged in with your boy Fat Man and everything in the morning. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it going, y'all. Keep it going and keep it moving right now. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to holler at me, you got something to say, you got a rant, you got to put somebody on the Buster Report, you want to put somebody's ass on blast, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. This is your boy Fat Man live from Las Vegas. Wake your ass up.
I can but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Mamie Godfrey, please.
Oh, this is Mamie.
Good morning. I'm calling from the Martin Animal Hospital.
Oh, good morning.
And you're supposed to come pick your dog up today. He's been neutered.
What did you just say?
Come pick your dog up. He's already been neutered and ready for you to come pick him up.
My dog is not supposed to be neutered. He,
well,
I just love him that they have his shots and for them to cut him. What are you talking about?
The papers that I have here, your dog has been neutered.
Are you sure you got the right dog?
You Mamie Godfrey, and you have a champion bred golden retriever.
I know you ain't neutered my dog.
What's the dog's name?
What's my dog's name? Goldie. That's what the dog's name is.
Golden Godfrey, on the sheet that we have. Now, you dropped him off for what purpose?
The dog was supposed to be cleaned and have his shots. That's it.
Well, somebody got the papers mixed up, and your dog's been neutered.
Are you serious?
Well, I
do you know how much I paid for that dog?
Ma'am, I'm just calling you,
you
to tell.
I want you to, if you can't do anything else, if you working, well, who are you?
I'm just calling you to tell you to come pick up the dog.
Sir, who are you and who told you to call me?
My name is Bernice Jenkins and I'm the receptionist here from Martin Animal Hospital. And the only thing I'm doing is telling you to come pick up the dog.
You need to tell a doctor or the nurse or whomever I need to
well,
speak to somebody.
Well, Dr. Martin,
right? I know
we're going to be.
And I'm not going to take this out on
well,
you.
Well, you need to come pick the dog up.
Sugar, I'm not going to take this out on you because it ain't got nothing
well,
you
to need to come pick the dog up today because we closed tomorrow because Dr. Martin died.
If the doctor died, then why didn't somebody come call me and tell me to come get my dog?
Well, that's what I'm calling you for. Hey, baby, you're going to have to stop yelling at me. We already upset that Dr. Martin died. Jeez, I can't believe it. God damn it.
Now, wait a minute, Ms. Burnett, let me just tell you something. I'm not screaming at you, and because I'm a
good... There's so much going on, and all these folks at this table, all these folks got dogs up here and just need to come pick them up. Just come get the damn dog and take care of it later. We're trying to make film.
Ma'am, I'm very sorry, because I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the nurse or the... Who
Dr. Martin
my,
dead. He dead.
Who's dead?
Dr. Martin dead.
Okay, I am so sorry to hear about Dr. Martin. I only...
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dog. Well, what you want me to do? You want me to tie the dog up outside?
Tie my dog? Are you crazy? I'll come down there and slap you with your own damn ass. Let me tell you something. Miss Bernice, what
you
I'm
need to stop. Don't raise your voice at me. I'll kill you.
This old stupid-ass lady on this phone talking about she going to do something.
I'm headed to the funeral home with the dog. Come over to the funeral home. We're trying to make funeral rain for Dr. Martin. The dog going to be in the back seat.
Don't you dare put my dog in your car. Don't you take that dog away from that
well,
place.
Well, what you
going
to do about it?
Listen,
what you
going to
do about it, baby?
Only do I need, listen.
What you going to do about it, baby?
I'll beat your motherfucking ass.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
So we could get it on right now, honey. I ain't got no problem coming down there pushing you, pushing your car, pushing your people there, and the dead dog.
I tell you what.
Let me tell you something.
You got 10 minutes to get down here and get this dog, and I'm going to be over at Bradford Funeral Home. The dog going to be in the back seat of the car.
Junior.
If you don't come pick him up, I'll get his ass out there at the funeral home.
Junior.
Who is that?
That's my son. Don't you worry about who it is, because I'm coming down there my damn self, and I'm going to handle you and anybody.
Bring his ass down here.
Do you know?
You want a pit bull, Pappy?
What the fuck that got to do with anything?
What church you belong to?
Are you... You know, you really are making me very, very anxious.
Baby, you could have been down here and picked up this damn dog while you on the phone talking all that
shit. Oh, and then you cussing? Oh, you got the... You know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know how much I pay for that dog?
I'll be down there at the funeral home. Bye. Hang up the damn phone.
No, don't you hang up on me. Don't you dare hang up on me.
You are now rocking with DJ Boy Noise, Germany's number one mixtape DJ.
Check it out.
You're right.
The pussy rules the world version. You ready, DJ? No.
Let's go.
I got an all-star lineup for y'all, right?
The start is two.
But I'm going to start off in Atlanta, Georgia.
You know I got you.
We're going to get you some new blood. Yeah. Diamond, holla at him, baby.
Ride or die chick with a pocket full of relics.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo fetish, keep me fresh like lettuce. Bitches get jealous, because I'm quite cocky. 10, 14, ain't nail, hold stop.
Woo.
Money, I get it on the track. Why the credit cards don't come with no limits.
Oh.
Y'all just don't get it. A crib with no tenants. Walk through closets like I'm walking out of limit. Now that's swagger on the honey. Thousands, trillions. Roll with bad bitches and they all look resilient. These niggas can't leave. Hey. I swear they can't leave. Hey. Ass so bad and the pimpin' like BG.
I'm
Johnny.
I'm DJ. I can't do stuff that
you
think we should do.
Yeah.
I can't do stuff that you think we should do.
We gon' take it from the hood of Atlanta, Georgia, down to the hoods of Miami, Florida. What up, Trina? Holla at 'em, baby, let's go!
I'm the baddest chick, and they don't call me that for nothing.
Nope.
Diamond princess, straight BBS stuntin'. Light gray eyes, hourglass frame. Still got the crown for best ass in the game.
Woo.
Hips of a goddess, watch how I throw 'em. So good it make 'em wanna tattoo my lips on 'em. So bad and I rep that hood. Pussy stay wet, sex so good. 10 years strong, you should act like you know me. Hair so fire, make you do the hokey pokey. A good stroke in and a good stroke. broke out. Okay. Now that's what I'm all about. I'm the baddest.
DJ Lloyd.
Okay, we're gonna take it from Miami. We're gonna travel north till we get to Philly, right? And we're gonna stop in Philly. We're gonna holler at my girl EVE. Let's go!
Yeah, I took a couple years off, came back, still busting, still repping Philly, still the eve of destruction. Still pushing buttons that'll do away the roof. Still walking around with $5,000 boots. So when I'm in the club, your chicks get jealous. Cause I'm that bitch and still keep a mean fetish. Still stack lettuce, still stack cheese. And I got a bad temper, tell your niggas say please. Cause this is for the G's, never for the busters. So put your diamond rings on and get yourself a hustler. Better yet, a customer, guaranteed to buy it. Stick from the mist, caramel, wanna try it.
Yeah.
Jock, we back on money. I do it.
Hello?
Hello, hey, listen, is this the candidate house?
What?
Is this the candidate house?
Who are you calling?
Now, I'm looking for the candy lady. How you feeling?
Okay, and you?
I'm calling down here from the Department of Taxes, and how long have you been selling candy around now?
I don't know.
Is this Miss Turner?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What kind of candy y'all sell?
It's called Chews.
Huh?
Chews.
And what else?
That's all.
Well, what they going for? You ain't in no trouble. You ain't in no kind of...
I know I'm not.
Yeah. What kind of candy y'all sell?
We have them different prices.
What kind of candy y'all chew? What kind of chews?
Just regular chews. They look like rubber gum. Like, that's what they chews. But they just got the name of chews.
Do y'all sell 9 liters?
Yeah. Well...
Do y'all sell Chico sticks?
Uh-uh.
What about...
And who are you?
Do y'all sell loose cookies?
No, I don't.
That's just terrible right there.
Mm-hmm. Probably is.
Well, listen, people have been complaining that a crackhead live over there by you.
I don't know who live over there.
Who stay over there at that house next door?
Huh?
Who stay over there at that house next door?
If you know who stay over there, ask me who stay in the house next door.
Baby, I'm calling for the federal government. Baby, we'll come close all that stuff down. Don't get smart. I'm trying to help you.
Like I said, I don't have nothing to do with that.
Well, do y'all sell cool cups? Have y'all been selling cool cups with vodka?
That's it.
Well, these parents complaining say you've been selling cool cups with vodka in the bottom of it, getting it to these children. And that's why all of them been going to bed early.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Maybe it's coming out of their house.
Coming out of what?
Coming out of mine.
I beg your pardon?
I said maybe it's coming out of their house.
Well, do Keisha be coming around now?
Uh-huh. Like I said, you called me. I didn't call you. This is Vanetta.
Hello?
Like I said, this must be a damn food. Yesterday was food day.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Some people damn food.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
No,
like
ma'am.
I said, you the one keep calling me. I'm not calling you.
Baby, why would you hang up on...
For food, they you the damn food for calling.
I'm not...
I don't know who you are, and I'm sure you don't know who I am. So be it.
I just want to say I apologize.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie
bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, not pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are apartheid. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I pour that fire. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 chains and champagne. You want true? That's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus. She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew it's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern, for money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirmed, go ask them who just kept you. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name that bull summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Pour his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out. Bring him in them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. 2 chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint wetter than melted ice, rallying hockey strikes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay. Getting my guapole, salute for my gouda, my pay. Better not get in my way, from the Bay to LA to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture how you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, and then I cut my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put a pounding on the money. Tryna find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip-hop bunny.
Trying to get rich in this collective, stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity, sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class, sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me.
You can miss me.
The time you can find this hustler tip.
Bitch,
turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up,
turn
my music
up,
turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up.
Turn it up.
My shit bang, my shit bang, my shit bang, nigga, my shit bang.
Trying to get my decimals up. Anybody that try to stop me, I suggest that they duck. Cause when I get the bucket, I can assure you it's nothing pleasant.
Nothing pleasant.
My arsenal game is in Smith & Wesson, all kind of weapons. Even if you're wearing chest protection, the trauma plate won't work.
It won't work.
Cause I'ma aim at your helmet. I ain't gonna aim at your shirt.
Shirt.
A lot of these bitch-ass niggas should be wearing a skirt.
Shirt.
With a box of Motrin and some maxi pads in they purse. Pillow talking and biting pillows.
Pillow.
Acting like some grizzlies.
With a whole bunch of that sucker shit, a bunch of popsicles.
I should have been a tourist cause I'm stubborn as a bull.
I'm a different type of dude.
Man, I stick to the rules.
I'm a real nigga, best believe it.
Believe it.
I live it and I breathe it.
Breathe
I tell it like it is and I call it how I see
my
it.
My partner used to be sharp, but now he on CC.
What do CC mean?
Methamphetamine.
I can't believe
can't
it.
Believe
man, he disappointed me. I'm devastated, man. He lost 2 points with me.
I'm standing outside of my crib with some gym shorts and a hoodie.
Good.
Talking to my nigga on the celly, smoking a Philly. Sipping on a fifth of that oil cognac.
Behind them walls and them bricks,
he got caught with a key of candy.
If he didn't go to jail by now, he'd probably be dead.
So instead, he in there with his uncle, his daddy, and relatives.
I'm a music up. Turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up,
turn it up,
turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up,
turn it up,
my shit bang, my shit bang, my shit bang, nigga, my shit bang, my shit bang, my shit bang, my shit bang, 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 my shit bang, nigga, my shit bang, my shit bang, nigga, my shit bang, 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 nigga, my shit bang, bang, bang.
Bang 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 bang
bang bang bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang
bang bang bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang, nigga, my shit bang, my shit bang, nigga, my shit bang, 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 nigga, my shit bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. So we fighting, and then we loving,
and we loving.
In the AM, maybe we'll be nothing.
We'll be nothing.
And you say you like that real thug,
real thug.
But you hate it when them confused flow. For real though,
real
love
though.
Came through the front, went out the back though.
Back,
emotions are running, the pressure is coming. Can't believe you love me, cause your feelings are funny.
Feelings are funny.
I'm so tired of going up and down, rolling brown. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here. I'm so tired of going up and down, rolling brown.
Confidence stolen, my mind going crazy, should I stay or keep going? She don't love me, well I gotta embrace it. If I don't love her, baby girl you gotta face it. The thing about love, you can't find it or neither trace it. If love was a test, you either fail or you ace it. Love me for who I am. If not, I don't give a damn. You want the cars, house, and designer things. I get it, baby girl, you want the finer things. And I ain't hating on you, go and get it now. Matter of fact, go and get it, make daddy proud. Everything change when you say the L word. Cause I can't say it back, I don't know what to tell her. You say what is love, it's a powerful word. And it's more than great, man, it's shocking her.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here. I'm so tired of
live on the web, it's you and others to live. And I'm going through hell, wanna release a couple shoes. You wanna upgrade, baby, and that's a fact. But you don't get a just like that. You don't throw away what we had, just like that. You leave a real shout, I bet you come right back. And you said that I cheated in the past, that's true. And in the future I did everything you asked me, boo. Yeah, I cheated and you cheated, but in the end it's in the wind, baby, where we meet. It's not the end, we're pretending, make this all a secret. Emotional roller coaster, the pain is almost over, the monkey is off my shoulder.
I can't find no love here. Time. I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here.
So blessed, nothing like Kanye West. Just had to let a few things off my chest, and that's it. Yeah, I know some of y'all going through it. Y'all see me go through it, but I'm good though. You feel me? Move on, another day, another trouble, another stress. See it? And I'm a daddy too, so I gotta be out. There you go.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, boy, the show. Shit. 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man, who the hell was that? That was my man Little Scrappy and Takara, you know what I'm saying? No Love, you know what I mean? I ain't seen Little Scrappy Love and Hip Hop in a minute. I don't know. I remember last time he was going to rehab and this and the other and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So a lot going on in news, you know what I'm saying, in the entertainment news and everything, you know what I'm saying? We have a strange story right now that's going on, and I'm seeing it says Armstrong. I can't even pronounce this last name. That Armstrong D, that's what we're going to call him, 13 years old, sentenced to 3 years for killing his sister with wrestling moves, okay? So here's a 13-year-old, says a 13-year-old boy who killed his half-sister practicing wrestling moves on her will spend 3 years in a secure juvenile facility. Armstrong was sentenced Tuesday after admitting that he threw his sister's body through his body and elbow into his 5-year-old sister's chest about 20 times in June. What? Where the fuck was the parents at? And he doing wrestling moves off the couch on his sister about 20 times. Then he was supposed to be babysitting her, according to his people. He was practicing moves like John Cena Slam and Mark Henry Slam, named for wrestlers from the World Wrestling Entertainment, but there are no fake moves here. No, hell no, not if you body slamming somebody and everything like that, y'all. We got to keep an eye on our kids. We can't let kids take care of kids. Why are certain parents letting a 13-year-old watch a 5-year-old? Why are they letting an 8-year-old watch a 3 or a 4-year-old and things like that? They are kids themselves. They can't govern right from wrong. They can't, they don't have the instincts to react when something goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? But y'all leaving these kids in charge of other kids, and that's not good at all. That is not good at all. You know what I'm saying? Moms, you need to step the fuck up and make sure you got a babysitter for these kids, or make sure, where the fuck is the baby daddy? Get his funky ass up and make him come watch the kids or something like that. Yeah, I know some baby daddies be talking this shit. I got shit to do and this, that, and the other and all of that. But damn, player, it's your fucking kid. Now it's a kid gone because no one was around to watch him jump off a couch and put his body and elbow into a 5-year-old's chest 20 times. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make no damn sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we gotta start watching our kids a little bit better. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7 minutes after 7 a.m. up in here. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of calls right now. I got a call coming in, 310-4790. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man. Wake your ass up. Who is this?
Slow month three, man. FMG, what's happening, Fat Man? What's the word?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? It's just that, shoot, man. Up this morning, making sure everybody get their ass up, you know what I'm saying, and get ready for work, man. You know what I mean? Reading these stories, man, and stuff like that, man. It's just a shame that we got to start making sure that we govern our kids at the house, man. This doesn't make any sense, letting kids watch kids and you get things like that. You get tragic stories like this. I don't know, man. What do you think?
Man, it's always a must, that, you know, it's on us to do our job, you know what I'm saying, as parents, and, you know, that's our duty, you know what I'm saying, is raising our kids and governing them ourselves. You know, 90% of the shit that's on TV is bullshit anyway, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to tell you the real news, so, you know, when I get up in the morning, you know what I'm saying, I'm listening to Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, to get it real, 100, you know what I'm saying? Go filter through the bullshit, and, you know, that's what I love about the morning show. So keep doing what you're doing, man, and keeping it 100.
Man, that's what we're trying to do, man. That's what we're trying to do here. I try and make it to where when you listen to my morning show, we can all have fun, but I still want you to walk away with something, you know what I'm saying? I still want you to walk away with something that you can go, hey, damn, I didn't know that this morning, or hey, I didn't know they were doing this overseas or something like that, you know what I'm saying? This is why in a minute I'm about to bring my girl Tara on, and she does the nigga news, you know what I'm saying? She makes sure that we get the untold story of the revolution that won't be televised, you know what I mean? So that's what it's all about, man. I see you working hard, man, and you getting a new Freeway Rick Ross website up. Well, how's that going?
Oh, man, everything looking good, you know. Ran into some difficulties with one of the guys who actually helped me design the site, you know. I created the site, came up with the domain name, and, you know, was putting in the work. And, you know, in today's era, you know, when you're dealing with these computer people, man, you gotta be careful who you're dealing with, man, because, you know, people they're trying to take your name and they'll take your hustle and turn it into something which you wasn't trying to do. So, you know, I had to come clean, come new. You know what I'm saying? I got my people working on it 16, 17 hours a day to get exactly what it is that I'm trying to give to the streets, to the world, when it comes to Freeway Mixtape. I just took the F off. It's freewaymixtape.com instead of freewaymixtapes.com, and we just going to come new, man, come clean, and continue to do what we do, regardless of what roadblocks, obstacles, or whatever's in the way. You know, I'm going to overcome it, and I'm going to get the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? That real street hip-hop.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good, man. I know it's only certain things that you could talk about as far as your uncle goes and this, that, and the other, man. But kind of tell everybody who's so far that's been getting on the mixtape.
Oh, man. From the very first mixtape, I know I done had so far. We done had Dub C send me over some music, him, Mac 10, and Boo Capone from the West Side Connection, all from the I. Beanie Mac sent me over a joint. Spice One, Edi Amin, Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone, Big Mike from Ghetto Boys, Crawley
firsthand,
and sent me over some music. Man, just about everybody. Mac Lucci from the Dog Pound. Snoop Dogg sent me over a joint with his artist. Warren G sent me over a joint with Butch Cassidy and Indian Blue. Track was produced by Warren. Who else, man? Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? He called me on a regular. Every time I drop something, he always sends something over for me.
Right.
C-Bow. something for me for my next mixtape. Philly Free White jumped on the joint for me, you know, with one of my artists. Man, a lot of cars, they just reach out, man. They just reach out when they find out we doing something over here, me and my Uncle Rick doing something. You know what I'm saying? They sending us heat right off their album, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now for the people that's out there listening and this, that, and the other, man, what is it? You know, because a lot of people don't get a chance to work with certain major artists and this, that, and the other, man. What is it like? Is most of the stories right? Are some of these artists assholes? Are some of them cool? Are some of them businessmen? Some of them, you know what I'm saying? Just really out about their hustle. What do you get from it?
Oh man, you know the ones that I deal with, you know, they 100, man, 100. I only deal with real artists, with real dudes that come from the struggle, that's really, you know, at once upon a time really lived this life, you know what I'm saying, and that they actually rap about. You know, one of the my favorite artists slash producers, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Good friend. Is Warren G. You know what I'm saying? Warren, man, is hands down, man, probably the realest dude in the industry, man, period. Warren is, man, the dude is so humble. He keep it so 100, you know what I'm saying? And my dude got, what, over, I think he owned Def Jam, the Regulator singles, is the number one selling song ever, all times on Def Jam Records. A dude from the West Coast got the number one song in history on the East Coast label. So
okay,
yeah, Warren. Who else, man? 100, Binky Mac, All From The Eye, Boot Capone, Squeak Rue, man, DJ Quick, Mac 10. Man, Dub C, DJ Crazy Tunes, Uncle Snoop, so 100, man, it's unbelievable, man. People just don't know the work that he put in, man, and, you know, through all the obstacles and adversities he's been through in his career to, you know, to be where he is today, you know, over 20 years in the game and still relevant as he is, and the dude is, you know, a humble, down to earth, just real dude. A dude that you can sit down and have a real conversation, how we having right now, man. You know, I always said that, you know, to me, the most loyal dudes in this industry, to me, is, you know what I'm saying, the Dog Pound. You know what I'm saying, those dudes, Daz and Corrupt. You know, those dudes stick with each other, you know what I'm saying, through thick and thin, no matter what they been through over the years, you know what I'm saying, they all back together, and they doing their thing, man, you know what I'm saying, and I salute that, and that's, you know, it's a real love, a real bond there, you know, those dudes genuinely love each other.
Right. So listen, man, where can everybody find you at? If they want to get on these mixtapes.
Man, if you want to get on these mixtapes, you can contact me on Facebook at Montrell.Montgomery. That's Montrell.Montgomery. Or you can catch me on Twitter at I actually run the Freeway Mixtapes Twitter. Or you can catch me, man, in these streets, man. Oh, you can just catch me in the streets, man.
Okay. Well, make sure y'all hit my man Montrell up on Twitter and Facebook and everything, you know what I'm saying, and get on the Freeway Rick Ross mixtapes. You can submit your music, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It's a process you got to go to. But make sure you hit him up and you tell him that your boy Fat Man sent you, all right?
Yes, definitely do that, man. If you tell them Fat Man sent you, I'll definitely make sure I get you on one of these mixtape series hosted by my Uncle Rick. I know we working on the West Coast Bad Boys mixtape with Papa Dad right now. And
right.
Fat Man, you know,
right.
Uncle Rick getting his drops and stuff together, so it's going to be dope, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to focus on these Nevada artists, and then we're going to branch out.
You know, I got a new mixtape dropping. I put the artwork up on Freeway. I mean, on my Facebook page and on our like page on Facebook, from Kansas City to South Central LA, hosted by the real Rick Ross. We got the American Gangster mixtape just dropped. We just did the Real Mastermind double disc CD mixtape with over 50 artists all around the country. Man, we just go bring it. We go bring a mixtape for every city, every artist that's trying to get on, man. Y'all go ahead and holler at these Freeway boys, man. The real Rick Ross and Lil Mont 3, yeah. FMG. We gonna get it
in. That's what it do. That's what it do, man. I appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Y'all make sure y'all hit up my man Montreal on Facebook. Tell him Fat Man sent you that we about to get these mixtapes popping. You can submit your music. You know what I'm saying? And you can be on the next Freeway Rick Ross, the real Freeway Rick Ross mixtapes. Make sure you holler at my boy Montreal. All right, then, my dude, man, I'm going to put you back on hold. My dude, and I'm going to keep this pushing, all right?
All right, for sure. I'm going to get with you as soon as this is over, man. We go link up, you know what I'm saying, and get together and make something happen.
All right, then. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. 2014, that's what it's supposed to be.
For sure, for sure.
All right, my nigga. You got your boy Fat Man coming up in here, man. It's 18 minutes after 7. We going to be right back with my girl Tara in the nigga news. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what she has to say. Wonder what she got to say today, y'all. Wake your ass up. Morning show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, the Fat Man, y'all. Let's go.
Baby, my heart is beating fast.
some get back. Payback. Payback.
I'm ready. I can dig scrapping.
live and direct. You know what I'm saying? That was my man James Brown and the Big Payback. Right now, we about to get into the nigga news with my girl, Tara Tara. I see she's on the line. Tara, you on the line? What's going on, sweetie?
Good morning.
What's going
Wake
on with
you? Wake your ass up, nigga.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm trying to decide on what I'm going to tell you. My computer always, forever and always, acting a donkey. So I'm going to give you what I operate under. There's 12 things that I use to make my life better. And matter of fact, I got it on the wall, the computer. You know, you always got to have a backup. You can't really trust computers because they'll take your stuff like they took Dave Chappelle's show. So give me 1 second.
Say what now?
I said give me 1 second.
Okay.
I had to go in the room and get something. I didn't want to wake my husband up talking loud. I had to close the door. Okay. There's I got a company called the Grapevine Network. And my plan is to be able to provide people with services, but as a link to other services. Say somebody, it's like having a hookup, heard it through the grapevine, right? So get something done, and you don't feel like doing all this research and footwork, all this other stuff you got to do to get it done. You call me, and bam, I'll point you in the right direction. You know what I mean? Just like a nonprofit help service to connect people with services, and not just as a community resource, but as your for something personal for yourself. So I got these 12 things I came up with that I do. The first one is be on your own team. You know what I mean?
Right.
The second is view yourself as a business. The third is turn some of your dollars into coins because they're harder to spend. But basically, turn your dollars into coins. Four, give away unused items. And that's the law of karma. If you got stuff you don't need, give it to somebody else, and somebody will give you something. And I do this, and I stand by it. It works for me all the time. The more I give, the more stuff I get from other people. You know, so that's number
right,
four.
Right.
Five is set up a personal map. You know what I mean? Make your own word. This life is like a war, and my history teacher told me you can't fight a war without a map, because everything around you that creates something is a state of upheaval. Anytime you go after something, you're going to have to create an upheaval or an obstacle is in your way, so it's like a war. So have a map. Figure out what you're going to do in 10 years. You know what I mean? In 10 years, where do you view yourself? Even if you don't write it down, make a mental note. I don't give a fuck, make a Facebook note. But know where you're going.
Right.
Don't just be living day to day. You know what I mean? Live like you can live forever, but operate like you can die tomorrow. So that's
okay.
Number five.
Okay.
Six, find savings opportunities. Clip coupons.
Well, you know, wait a minute. You know, some black women think, you know, clipping coupons is beneath them. You know that, don't you?
Because they lazy asses. It's just tedious. That's all it is. It's not. I ain't even going to put no sugar on the shit. I'll give them diabetes. That is just laziness. I can speak for myself and not doing it. That's just being lazy. Clip them motherfucking coupons, because the shit you're going to buy at the store that's going to cost $15, you can get a dollar off, and a dollar saved is a dollar earned. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like especially.
Okay.
Household products and things that you buy all the time, soap, toilet paper, they throw them in your yard every single week, and people don't get them and clip the coupons out up to save some money. That's like free money laying on the street, but your ass too good to pick it up because it don't jangle. Bullshit. You know?
Right.
Okay, number seven, consider your cause and effects. What are you going to do right now that's going to affect your future or someone else's future? Every thought, every step, every move you make is going to affect something, so have mindfulness. Know what you're getting ready to do. Number eight, make production efforts daily. If you're working on a project, work on that project daily. You're going to be like, I'll wait till Saturday. Oh, I'm going to do it Thursday. I'm going to do it on November 33rd. The shit don't exist. Okay, nine, review your progress and give yourself credit. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself the glory. Everybody gives God the glory. I give myself the glory because I make things happen with based on what I think. If I think I want something, somebody either gives it to me, I find it, or I get it for dirt cheap. And I know that's what I'm thinking. It's like, you know, the character on Sesame Street, Beaker. Remember
right,
how he would be
right.
doing, be like, me, 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 me. And the more
right.
he got excited, more shit would blow up around him.
Right, right.
That's me.
Exactly.
I'm the original
you, huh?
Beaker. I can really do that shit. Like, when I'm upset, shit around me breaks. And that's how I realized that I had tapped into my own mind and was causing my reality, because I would get, every time I would get upset, some of my stuff would break. I'm like, well, damn, am I doing this shit? And I was mad at my husband. I randomly thought the dog was by him. His mom has a huge Rottweiler, 180 pounds. And I said to myself, he make me sick. I hope I should make the dog bite him. And do you know, the next day, this dog who opens the door to himself to go outside to use the bathroom came and dropped the stinkiest 50-pound load in his studio. And he had to clean it up. He was trying to get me to help him because I fooled around and told the secret that I thought it up. But that made me realize, like, damn, I'm creating my own reality based on what I think, based on what you do, based on how you feel. You're creating situations in your life. And you say, oh, I'm never going to get this job. I'm never going to get this job. Duh, you never going to get the damn job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Simple things like that. So 10, stay organized. When you're getting ready to do a task, get you some graph paper, write it down. 1, I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I want to do these 7 things. Write it down. When you do it, bam, cross it off. Do the next one, bam, cross it off. Say you clean up your house. You got to wash the dishes, you got to fold the clothes, and you got to do this. Well, every single one of them involves steps. When you look at a task and it looks so big, like, damn, I got to wash all these dishes. No. Okay, 1, I got to wash the plates. 2, I got to wash the bowls. 3, I got to wash the forks. 4, I got to rinse them. 5, after I rinse them, I got to put them in the sink. After I put them in the sink, I got to put them in the cabinet. You know what I mean? That makes tasks easier when you break them down into still smaller tasks. Okay.
Right.
Generate income or outgo daily. If you know where they give away free stuff, go get it. Find out about these organizations that give away things. Find out about the resources in your community where you can save on food. You can save on clothing. There's so many places that give away free stuff, but some kind of way in the black community being seen at the thrift store is like, oh, you was at the thrift store. Oh, you got on Payless shoes. Oh, you got on this. We are so guided by materialism and name branding and these things and these clothes and these shoes that make us feel as if we're more important. It's a narcissism. It's a commercial narcissism where if I have these things, then that's going to give me status. Well, what about when the shit gets stole, ripped, or you don't wash it too many times, that the shit ain't no good no more? Now, just think, you would have took that same money, saved that shit up, and invested in a company, bought some shares, or bought a certificate or deposit, your money would be making money. If you spending money on True Religion jeans, nigga, get a share, save up, and get a share in a True Religion company so you can get dividends. Should have had a V8. Number 12.
Right.
Money and technology. It ties right into what I just said. Study money. Black people are not involved enough in their money. All they know is that they get it, they work for it, and they're supposed to spend it. Most black people don't know how to make their money make money for you. That's why they're cracker rich, because you know how to use money. Money is a tool. They be like, oh, the love of money is evil, and the love of money. Well, the word love comes from the Sanskrit word, means desire. And desire means a part of yourself that drives you. What do you want? There's nothing wrong with wanting money. There's not a logic that should say, oh, money's a bad thing. Well, if money was such a bad thing, why the fuck I need it everywhere I go? And if I got a whole bunch of it, I don't care what color my skin is, I can get in. Ain't no racism
right.
on green. What that nigga Kermit say, it ain't easy being green. No, nigga, it's not. Because that's the color of the world. They talking about aliens. Aliens is these niggas on these dollars. We better start hollering at them, learning how to use them. Money ain't nothing but a tool. And study technology, because technology stocks is the wave of the future. If the dope man would have knew, if Rick Ross would have knew, Free Ray Ricky Ross would have knew about IBM back then and invested in that shit back then, the money he made on that dope, that would have been motherfucking chump change. That nigga would be so rich right now if he would have fucked it with Bill Gates and them e-companies that sprung up around that time, because that's when all the shit started in the 80s. And if black people were taught better in schools, we would know these rules. But because of Cato's Rebellion, they made it a crime to teach a black person how to read, and they would only give them the Bible to read. They didn't give them a dictionary. Oh, no, you ain't getting no dictionary. But right now, instead of buying these kids all this stuff, buy them books. When they cut up, make them read. And if they don't like to read, they're going to read it anyway, and eventually they'll like to. They don't like to read because nobody's giving them anything to read. They buy them games. You go right. Spend $54 on the game. I get books for a dime. What's that, 540 fucking books? Think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People, right. Our people aren't right. Thinking. We're not thinking. We're not using logic. You know?
Right.
And I'm going to say, and I got to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this story, and it's probably going to blow people's mind, but I got to say it. I consider myself as a Machiavellian, meaning
all right.
I study Tupac.
Okay.
Well, he was Tupac. Now he's Machiavelli because he killed himself off. Exit Tupac, enter Machiavelli. And I'm going to tell you why. I was living in this house, and I was behind in my rent because I had a friend staying with me, and she bailed on me. So I owed $705. I could only come up with $700. And I gave these people the $700, and like a week later they came and they threw all my furniture, everything I own, over the balcony. Well, my mama came, kicked in the motherfucking door, put all our shit back in there, but eventually I had to move. So I moved in this house, and the address was 50 Gage Street. Remember that term. And I was asleep one night, and me and Pop was in this dream, and he said to me and him was standing in the elevator, and it looked like the Dearborn Hotel in Detroit. And we were standing in this elevator, and I remember feeling, I was thinking, I was like, well, what's wrong? He said, they setting me up. I'm like, who? He said, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And I walked out the elevator, and I turned around to talk to him, and he was gone. So it freaked me out. So I'm running around this hotel like, oh, my God. I was like, did y'all see him? They was like, this nigga was like, you ain't seen Pop. You on some bullshit. Get out here. You tripping. You ain't seen Pop. You just trying to get some fame. You just trying to get something. You ain't seen Pop. And I woke up. 3 days later, this nigga gets shot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He lingers 7 days, and when I wake up from the dream, I got this pain in my stomach. I don't know why it's there. I'm thinking, I'm a woman. I'm thinking it's just crap. So while he was shot and while he was going through what he was going through, I had this pain in my stomach. And so when he died, I was like, he's not going to die. That's only 9 times. And I thought about it. I'm like, that's 9 lives. So he died. And about a week later, I'm woken up by this pain because I'm smoking so many blunts trying to make the pain go away. When he died, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was running. I couldn't breathe. It was like my lungs were closed down. I couldn't breathe, and I ran. Somebody called 911. I don't even remember how the ambulance got there. I ran to the ambulance, and they took me to the hospital, and they were like, we don't know what's wrong with you. They gave me a test. They gave me an ultrasound. When they gave me the ultrasound, the nurse dropped the thing and ran out the room. And when I looked at the screen, it looked like image with a bunch of niggas in hoodies. And I'm like, I'm high. I've been so high all week. I'm not seeing this. I'm closing my eyes. So when the nurse got done, when the doctor came up, she was like, you're pregnant in your tubes. Now, mind you, my youngest child is 5 years old. My tubes been tied for 5 years. And I used to joke, say, it's 99% pure. It's 99% can't be broken. I'll be that 1%. Jokingly. And bam, it happened. During that time, after our pregnancy and that, my whole world ended upside down. I ended up homeless. It was like my family didn't want to have nothing to do with me. But it was like, fat man, I got this vision of this company, of this corporation that is owned by niggas, but we buy and sell and we barter and trade in between each other. There's something called the NAICS code. And there are certain business numbers, and there's certain businesses that fall into categories, and they, and you have to have these in order to operate business. So this is why I study things like SBA.gov, CFDA. It was like I was driven to acquire this knowledge about the business world and just the world in general. You know, I've always been this type of person, but it was like when Pac put whatever he put in me, it was like I could see the whole bigger picture of how to change this whole shit. And now it's to the point within myself, I know that it's what we think. It's what okay. we believe. Everybody's looking for a hero. Everybody's looking for a savior. The savior is you. The God you're looking for is inside yourself. If God was here and you say you love God and you say you want to be like God, nigga, be God. See, if y'all, you down with Jesus, be what Jesus was about. He was down with his people. He was down with his crew. He wasn't backbiting the next man, but his man did him, and it was wrong. Because if it wasn't for Judas, according to the story of the Bible, they'd have never got him, and that'd be your own homeboy. That'd be your own family. That'd be your own niggas who be riding on you. If you got love for a nigga, have love for that nigga all the time. Don't not have love because this nigga went out and worked harder and got a little bit more than you did. Nigga. They say, will you rob God? You know a nigga won't rob God, but they'll show rob they kin. They'll show rob their family. They'll show rob their homeboy. If it ain't even nothing, if it ain't even a physical thing, someone will attempt to take a spoonful of what you have to make themselves feel better instead of going to get it theyself. And I teach people shit on Facebook, and I teach them about Machiavellian Buddhism, and they say, to, especially the Africans, and they say to me, well, can you give me this? Can you give me that? And I give them all the resources they need to do what they need to do, and they still ask me for more, and they always ask me for money. I'm like, dude, I don't even need money, for real. I need money to pay my bills. But as far as food, clothing, and whatever else I think I want, people give me things because I believe in the power of the earth. I believe in the law of karma. What you give is what you get. You give things away, you get things away. You get things back. And that's anything, not just physical stuff. It's your thought process. If you thinking bullshit about people, people going to be thinking bullshit about you. You know? So we're right, creating right. our reality. And black people as a conscious collective, and this should go all the way back to Africa, because I was talking to an African, and he said that they didn't, I was trying to help him find work in Ghana, and he's from Nigeria. He said they don't like him here because they don't like me here because I speak a different language. And that was the only basis of why they did, this man could not get a job because he did not understand the language that was being spoken. Africa is a continent which got 64 fucking countries, and people only focus on Egypt. Africa's big as what they call a fuck. And they don't like each other over there. They don't like each other, and no, they don't like us, the majority of them. So all this go back to Africa shit is null and void with me. I'm not going. Because it ain't peaches and cream. And if you from the Yak and know anything about the Yak, it's a nigga named Coop DeVille, and that nigga had a song called Life Ain't Peaches and Cream, and this shit ain't peaches and motherfucking cream. It's too much conflict between us, and I'm working on solving what the fuck it is. And you know what I really strongly feel that it is, and it's going to be more off the wall than what any previous things I said thus far. Egypt, some Egyptian spells, has some kind of binding on the Nubians. It has some kind of binding on the enemies of Egypt. Because back then, everybody in that region was warring with each other. And when they took over the Egyptians area, the Romans and the Mesopotamians and the Hyksos, these spells and these curses got passed down, and now they're in the hands of what these people are calling the Illuminati. But see, the Illuminati are a group of people who can think their own reality. Them motherfuckers know how to use their mind, so the shit you see them doing on TV, and you know that every day controlling and running everything that they masters, because these motherfuckers are smart. They know the laws of nature, but niggas don't study. Niggas watch video, and niggas listen to music. Nigga, pick up a motherfucking book. Go to the fucking library. That's why they're there. Learn. Every time you learn something, you form something in your brain called a dendrite. And a dendrite gives you the capacity to learn more, to think more, to be able to create more, to have more drive. We need to start reading, start giving these kids things to read. And when I said yesterday about me being able to channel these characters from Sesame Street, because something was instilled in me when I was a very young child. I had encyclopedias, And I didn't watch regular TV. I didn't watch cartoons, and I'm still like that. If I can't learn something from something, I'm really not interested in it. It bores me.
Okay.
I get bored real easy because
okay.
I like
okay.
absorb knowledge. And most children mm-hmm. are like that. That's why they act out, because they want to absorb knowledge, but the toys that the system makes for them are geared to dumb them down and make them dull. So when they go to school, they fight, and they're getting kicked out, and they're flipping out. And then they sit there, and they make the kids all read together. Who am I? We're walking on the beach. What if a child reads like this? You and me were walking on the beach. You know what I mean?
Right.
That these conditions are true. I want everybody to look up. It's called Cato's Rebellion. The reason that black schools are the way they are is because of this law that was created so way the fuck back when. Ancient bullshit. Ancient American bullshit. Learn.
Wow.
Kids
wow.
are involved in these kids. Knowledge. These kids are going to create the future of the world, because it's not about black or white no more. We human. We're human.
Right,
it's not
right. It ain't about
skin.
The color no more. Yeah, we're human and everything. So listen, for you guys just tuning in, this is my girl Tara. We're doing the Nigga News Report, you know what I'm saying? And she's saying that it is time for atonement. It is time for us to realize what is going on around us, what is going on in our neighborhoods. It is time to instill more of our values into our children instead of letting them pick up certain values and things, learning them from TV, learning them from streets, learning them from the rap music and things like that, and these rap videos and things. Instill what you need to instill in your child. That's why I was a very big stickler when I was married before, back in the day and everything. And when me and my wife had separated and was going through a divorce, I was like, yo, you know, I had two boys. I got two older sons, and I was like, yo, you know, you've kept them from the time they fell out of your ass up until now. They're 14 years old now. They need to come and stay with me so I can instill
exactly.
in them on how to be a man, so I can instill in them the values of being a man, how to respect a woman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But she was on that type of shit talking about, well, you're not going to see your kids until you can take them to the bar. That's, they'll be able to go to the bar and have a drink with you next time you see your kids. And women, y'all need to cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's I can see if the man don't want the kid in his life and this, that, and the other, and don't want to be bothered. But for those fathers out there that are fighting and crying every day and blowing snot and this, that, and the other because they want to see their child, let that man see his child.
His child.
Let that man interact with his child. And for you fellas out there, for you fellas that's single parents out there, same thing, vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Let that woman see that child. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a mama. Everybody got a daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
But everybody damn sure got a mama. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And then you need to let people see them kids. But listen, sweetie, we're running out of time. We're down to the last 6 minutes of the show. And instead, you got any last-minute shout-outs?
Yeah. I got to say this. To the men that ride on these women about what women are and that women are lesser creatures, every species, every human being on this planet was a woman before they became a man, because when you come out, everyone has an X chromosome, so everybody was a woman. So if you don't like women, you don't like your motherfucking self. Holla at your girl.
Damn, there it is. That's tower,
it is.
Boy. You're deep. You're deep daily, dude. You know what I'm
saying? It's been a year since I've been on my shit. It's 12-12. 12-12-13. 12-12-12. You know?
That's something to talk about. That's something to talk about. What's today? Thursday or Friday? What's today? Thursday? That's something we talk about tomorrow on the season finale and this and the other. So listen, sweetie, I'm going to holler at you and I will talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Salute it.
All right, then. There it is. Yo, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up here. 7:55, y'all, 5 minutes left in the show. Like I said, I appreciate y'all calling and rolling with me, you know what I'm saying, every day. We're getting ready to come to the season finale, which will be tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, because Fat Man got to do his Santa Claus thing and get out here and try and get some toys for the toy drive. It seemed like everybody and their mama wanted to have a toy drive this year and everything, you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to try and get out and do something, but if not, you know, y'all have a Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But y'all will see me tomorrow. Y'all will hear from me tomorrow when I do the season finale and everything for the morning show. And we'll be back in January to get it in. You know what I'm saying? The Fat Man Morning Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada, and world motherfucking wide, y'all. Y'all take care of yourself. Love, peace, and chicken grease. You know what I'm saying? Be a brother's keeper. Look out for one another. Love one another. And do something nice for somebody today. Look at somebody and say hello or do something nice. If you see somebody homeless, buy them something to eat or give them a dollar or something like that. You can change a person's life just with the little things, all right? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I will holler at y'all tomorrow. 600. Peace.
Push ain't the vision, baby. Dollar sign. I got that good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team big, getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies in them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it, where the ladies at? Got some good pussy, baby. Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all.
We ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, and I
put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good.
Good.
I'ma do it like you should.
Like you should.
Say that pussy death bro, call me sure.
Ha.
Run it then beat it up.
Beat it
let
up.
You feel it in your stomach then eat it up.
Eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Wow.
She ain't hitting high notes, I ain't deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl.
Now we ain't going to the bar.
Nah.
Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gone, let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around,
hey. We could get it in the booth
right here,
hey. Or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five of the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out, woo. We could get it in the booth
right here.
Or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five of the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call the truce. That's the truth, truthfully, you never had better. S-E-X is why disease like the last
white
letter. Then I mash like potatoes, I'm a casket. Baby glass never left.
Now we ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around.